ETU New South Wales Brand Secretary, Alan Hicks. Thanks, brother. I want to start by acknowledging the traditional owners on the land on which we meet, and I pay my respects to elders past and present. Also, I want to thank the South Coast Labor Council for organising today. This is a massive roll-up. Arthur, congratulations, mate. Congratulations to everyone that's turned up here today. Well done. I think David Shoebridge stole my speech, so I'll have to work on this one part. He's 100% right when he talked about the impact of a nuclear base here in Port Kembla and the impact it would have on the renewable energy future that you do have in the Illawarra. And anything that attacks that or seeks to undermine that is an absolute disgrace. And Anthony Albanese and the rest of the federal government should understand this quite clearly, that we're not going to be prepared to allow the future of renewable energy to be stopped by a nuclear base in Port Kembla, not now and not ever. I'm pretty proud. I'm not only the New South Wales and ACT Secretary, I'm still currently the National Secretary of the ETU. And our union has had a policy against uranium mining and against the nuclear fuel cycle since the Second World War. And we're proud of that. We've campaigned and we've opposed nuclear mining and uranium mining and nuclear fuel cycle all of that time. And I'm here today to stand to, as the National Secretary of the ETU, and commit the ETU again to that policy. And I want to be clear about that to you. I want to read the extracts of the policy so you can understand from the electrical trade union's perspective why we're opposed to the nuclear base here in Port Kembla. We're opposed to the mining and export of uranium. We're opposed to the use of nuclear fuel for power generation. We're opposed to the use of nuclear fuel to power any equipment or vessel. We're opposed to the provision of uranium enrichment facilities, the manufacturing of nuclear weapons, the erection of any nuclear power stations, and the importation of nuclear waste in Australia. And every Australian should support that policy. We're not ideologues. We understand the importance of medical imaging and those sorts of things. So obviously there is a place for small amounts of nuclear, but importantly, that waste has to be treated respectfully and appropriately and dealt with here domestically. But I can say this, I want to reaffirm our policy, our total opposition to all steps of the nuclear fuel cycle. This includes the exploration, mining, use, export or import of uranium or its byproducts, except for the small amounts used strictly for peaceful and socially beneficial purposes. We remain absolutely opposed to the use of nuclear fuels for the generation of electrical energy. We also restate our total and absolute opposition to the manufacture and use of all forms of nuclear weapons, including the use of nuclear fuels to power any equipment or vessels. We call upon the Albanese government to immediately reconsider its position on nuclear-powered submarines and the establishment of a submarine base in Port Kembla. I can guarantee you this, should the Albanese government not change their mind with respect to nuclear-powered submarines and building a base in Port Kembla, they better be ready for one hell of a blow. Because we will work tirelessly and collectively with other like-minded unions, and I guarantee you we will work with the community in Illawarra to make sure that a submarine base is not built in Port Kembla, and under my watch it won't be built with ETU Labor.
We'll hear it again from Alan Hicks, please. Thanks, Hicksy.